is everybody? I wonder if other people experience something similar. Earlier, I was going back through all of my comments to see what felt good and that got a positive response. And I was going to do the same thing with the PMs. But I just felt so lonely all of a sudden, I couldn't do it. Yesterday when I was trying to do this, I thought I could use another project as kind of a prompt. Because the person who requested this audio asked also that I talk more, which doesn't come very naturally to me. And I totally understand I'm the same way when I'm listening to someone else. It's, unless there's some very compelling sounds, I would much rather hear someone talk. So you can hear their breathing. When they can't breathe, when they have to stop talking, when their voice shakes. I can certainly appreciate the very obvious indicators of arousal, but those little tells in the voice or in real life in someone's hands or their posture or they're exciting in such a different way. It's almost voyeuristic because you know that they're not in control of those little things. But you're watching it and being able to read what they feel or what they want, how it's affecting them. Especially if you know you're the cause of it. Incredibly gratifying. But the other project that I was working on and I wanted to use to help me out is sort of a kind of a combination of the kink chart that so many people in GWA use and various yes, no, maybe surveys. Scarlet Teen has a fantastic one. But the problem is that and many other things have a very specific demographic that they're targeting, and that means unless someone wants to go through, unless someone wants to go through a lot of different examples of the forms, then it's hard to find something that is both comprehensive and useful to more than a single group of people. They can either be just excessive and not let me say instead, they can have a lot of irrelevancies if, say, you're a 30-something answering the Scarlet Teen survey. There's a lot that isn't necessarily going to be relevant to you because you've figured out a lot of things, particularly identity things. Not necessarily 100%, but you're more likely to have addressed those things. Whereas something like a BDSM scene negotiation guide may have a lot of details that someone more inclined towards a vanilla lifestyle won't need. But there are still some things that could be pulled from that. And I think everyone who's done the kink chart agrees that it's faulty. It's imperfect. So I want to find something that's clear and thorough without being alienating to anyone. I have always found sexuality and human relationships and seduction to be the most compelling subject that I could possibly imagine. So, there will always be an aspect to anything I do that involves sex or eroticism in some way. But the times I have to do something that there's nothing sexy about, it's those are dark times for me. But sometimes you just want to play, you know? I know you know. And as stimulating as all, and motivating as all the accoutrements of actual sex can be, and as beautiful and life-giving as the erotic arts are, sometimes you just want that connection with an actual person, another human, and that feedback. I want to say feedback loop, and I suppose that's technically accurate, but that has such a negative connotation. You just want to be touched. I think what I'd love more than anything in the world right now is to be with someone for the first time, to learn how to touch each other, to learn how to get those really satisfying reactions out of each other, to manipulate one another's pleasure. To find the point of dynamic equilibrium. I feel like that's a pun. It's not, but it is. There's no excuse for that. I apologize. And if that made no sense to anyone else, I also apologize for that. Please forgive me. But yeah, finding the balance of power that fits a place where each of you is giving just enough for there to be some tension, but also getting enough of what you need to be comfortable and be as much yourself as possible. I've been told that sex reveals the real me, that I am my true self, only during sex. I have to agree that I certainly feel that way, hence the username, Make Me Real Again. Sex and a very few other things make me feel real, physically real, in contact with the material world, I suppose. It seems to heal a certain mind-body disconnect for me. I've only really started to practice edging in the past, probably the past month. I did one audio, and that was the first time that I had deliberately stopped myself from coming. Orgasms can be hard to achieve sometimes for me. Or at least take an awful lot of commitment of time and energy. So to consciously and deliberately pull myself back from that edge is still very frustrating, but it does absolutely intensify the end result. Prolongs the pleasure, which is, I mean, what could be better? As long as there's a promise of satisfaction at the end. I know some people do like to, for instance, be teased and left, but dear God, I think that would kill me. have been teased and abandoned, not strictly in a sexual context, but close enough. It is hell. I certainly would never want to do that to anyone else unless I knew for a fact that they enjoyed it, but... past 3 months, 3 to 4. It's been about 3 months that I've had an account. And aside from just pure filthy pleasure, it's been fascinating. I've learned so much. Even after the honeymoon period of the first few weeks was over, I still felt compelled to stay part of the community, and that's unusual. I do frequently burn out my enthusiasm fairly quickly on things, and then it takes a very long time to rekindle my interest, if ever. But I think going into a community that is obviously, and I mean this in the best possible way, a deviation from normality, in terms of subject matter, but also in terms of tone, because the community here is remarkable. It's certainly become more humanized as I've gotten more familiar with it, but it's still unusually beautiful and supportive, at least in my experience. I know others have had different experiences. I suppose that's part of what makes it so incredible, though, is the number of different experiences that people can bring to bear. There are things I've considered hard limits that have been shattered, and things thought really bothered me, and I found in the right hands, or mouth, I suppose, under the circumstances, things that can be very appealing. got lost again, sorry. Sort of wondering if I should elaborate on that. It'd be a tease if I didn't. Would it be TMI if I did? I suppose if you're listening to me masturbate, then you must have some interest in the internal goings on of my sexual mind. So. One of my first posts was in hysterical literature. And it was an Angela Carter story. And it's one of her more brutal and graphic pieces. And I found it very interesting because she's also got some lovely erotic and decidedly adult, but much prettier stories that are sort of modernized fairy tales, and I couldn't sustain my interest, or stay aroused reading those. Let me see if I can remember the title. The Scarlet House? About a girl who was abducted out in the wilderness and taken to the titular location, which the surrounding neighborhood is generally considered abandoned, but turns out to be inhabited by very degenerate court of characters. She and many other young girls are forcefully abducted, abused, and it's just some very evocative imagery. Distinctly edgier than a lot of her other stories. I was surprised at how that kind of brutal, stark imagery could lend itself to arousal in me. I've always had sort of a dark tinge to my tastes, but the idea of being taken away, being stripped of control, is certainly very close to my heart. Just elaborate escapism, I suppose. Mm-hmm. very safely explore my submissive nature. I'm not a leader. I don't want to be in a position of power. I can't say I don't ever want power over other people, but it's strictly for good, I promise. It's something that I think I would have struggled with a lot more and a lot longer had it not been for some of the scripts I've been able to fill, and also just being in a community that explores those power dynamics so frequently in so many ways, and being able to talk to people who are in the same place of exploration, but sort of on the other side of the coin. You know who you are.